Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma Daf Mem Beis. We'll begin in Daf Mem Beis, Amin Aleph, in the third line. In our previous shiur, we began a discussion about different times the Torah tells us that we have to have a red string, a red thread, for different situations. Parah Aduma, Sira Mishtaleach, and the Gemara began a discussion. How much weight does the thread have to have in each one of these situations? Begins the Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan, Pligi bar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta Rabbanan. There's a machloikus between Rav Shimon ben Chalafta and Rabbanan b'parah. What is the weight of this red ring we need to have at a parah aduma? Chan Amar, one says Mishkel Asara. One says that the shear is that it should weigh 10 zuz. Chan Amar, Mishkel shekel, that it's enough that it should just weigh a shekel. For simanach, to remember this machlokes, because we also spoke about a thread weighing shnei sloim, which is between asorazos and one shekel. Echra mabit, echra mabit. The Gemara says regarding people who bring kabbonis. Whether you bring a lot, whether you bring a little, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us is to do the best we can. Here too, according this machlokes, represents the two extremes. One is that it's the largest amount, and one is the smallest amount. There's machlokes that the Tosfos Yeshanim discusses how to understand the opinion of the one that holds that that if it just weighs a shekel, it's enough for the parah aduma. Is it because that opinion holds that, as we've been discussing, we discussed in our previous year, that there's no need for kovid, there's no need for this ring to have any weight to go into the mixture of the other ingredients that had to be brought? Or is pshat that kovid is required? However, they hold that the kovid could be achieved even with a string that's just one shekel. Amalei Rav Yifei Midiftel Ravina. This machloikus that we just discussed by Parah Aduma, if the weight of the string has to be 10 zuz or one shekel, loy bepar pligi. It's not in the subject of a Parah Aduma that they are arguing. Ela b'sarav mishtaleich pligi. They're discussing the sarav mishtaleich. And that's where they're saying this question of how big it has to be. So now, according to this, I saw that the Mefarshim explained, because everybody will agree that by Parah Aduma you need to have kovid. Everybody will agree by Parah Aduma you need to have weight. The Machlokes is regarding the Sarah Mishtaleich. And here too, the Tosfos Yeshanim explains what will be the Machlokes about. Because as we discussed in our previous year, the red thread that they put around the neck of the Sarla Azazel, the Sar Mishtaleach, was something that they paid a lot of attention to, hoping to see it turn white. So the man Dami that says you have to have a big string, says because this was a big deal to them. And the other man Dami says, as long as it's long enough to be tied where it needs to be tied, it's good enough. Says the Gemara, Vahu Yoim, the day that they had this machloikis about the Sarah Mishtaleach, that was the day Noch Nafshe the Ravi Bakisei. The Ravi Bakisei was Nifter. And the way they wanted to make a simon to know that the machloikis is about the Sir HaMishtaleach was Ravi Bakisei Mechaper. We know the Misa Tzadikim are Mechaper. Kesar Mishtaleach, just like the Sar is Mechaper. And that's why they remembered to say that the machloikis is regarding the Sir HaZazel. So I saw that the Tosfos Yeshanim asks that the Gemara in Masechta Maikotan Daf Chavches Amar Alev says, Lama Nisuch HaMisas Miriam L'Parshas Parah Aduma. Why does the Torah talk about the Misa of Miriam next to the Parsha Parah Aduma? Lama Lach to teach us, Ma Parah Aduma Mechaperis, just like the Parah Aduma is Mechaperis, Af Misa Son Shal Tzadiki Mechaperis, so too the Misa of Tzadiki is Mechaper. So why are we saying that the Misa of Tzadikim, is connected to the soul Azazel, we could just as well say that the Misa Tzadikim is connected to the soul, is connected to Parah Aduma. So the Tosfos Rishonim says the comparison between soul Azazel and Misa Tzadikim is a stronger comparison than the Misa Tzadikim to Parah Aduma, because all the soul Azazel accomplishes is it accomplishes a kapara, and the same thing. That's what the Soul Azazel comes to do. It comes to accomplish a kapara. Whereas the Parah Aduma, yes, it accomplishes, as we're learning now, a kapara, but it's primarily here to help us be able to be tahor now, able to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and to be able to kachim, etc. So since the parah is not only here for a kapara, it's not as much as a comparison as Sor Lazazel is. Amar Rav Yitzchak. So now the Gemara continues. Shtei shchita shemati. I heard the halacha regarding two shchitas. Acha shal para. By one, I heard it by Parah Aduma. As the Torah says, by the Parah Aduma. V'nesatem oisam aloz ha-koin v'shochet oisam lefonav. And I heard acha shal paroi. That we've been discussing this Masechta, that the power of the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, and the Torah HaKadosh says, "There, Vikar of Aaron is parachatos, v'shochet is parachatos shaloi." Achas k'sher b'zor, by one of them, the halacha is that the shechit is done by a zor, it's fine, v'achas p'sul b'zor. And one is that the halacha is if it's done by a zor, it's possible. V'lo yidanu ha'imenayu. And I'm not just sure which one to say. So there's an interesting shaila when we speak about a zor here. Who's included in the category of a zor? Is the category of a zor mean like it usually means a yisrael, or does the zor here mean even a kohen hedget? So now, by one of these parois, the halacha is that the zor is possible, but I don't know which is what. Itmar, and the Gemara continues discussing this subject. Itmar shchitas para. When we speak about the shchit of the Parah Aduma and the Paroi and the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Rav and Shmuel, we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which one a Zor may do and which one a Zor may not do. A Charamer, one of their opinions, one of them hold that Parah Psula, that the Parah Aduma is possible with a Zor. Paroi, the power of the Kohen Gadol, may be done with a Zor. A Charamer, one hold just the opposite. Paroi Psula, the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, as possible with a zor, and paro, and the shechita, the Parah Aduma is kshera. But the Gemara did not know which one is which. Tosfos points out that this time machlokes that we're discussing here in the Gemara is only regarding the din d'oraisa. When we speak about the midrabanan, everybody agrees that the halacha is that a zor is possible. Furthermore, Tosfos points out the discussion here about the power on Yom Kippur is about the special power that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur. But the Korban Tamid, b'di'evid, everybody would agree that it would be kosher midoraisa if it was shechted by a zor. Midrabanan, on Yom Kippur, you may not have a zor shecht the Korban Tamid midrabanan. Rashba disagrees. And the Rashba says that the man da'ame here who's speaking about the paroi, and says we're talking about the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and holds that a zor is possible, will hold that that halacha doesn't only apply by the paroi, by the power of the Kohen Gadol. It applies to all kabbonis that are brought on that day. So if that's the case, why does the Gemara, says the Rashba, single out the power of Yom Kippur? The reason the Gemara singles out the power of Yom Kippur is because that's where, as we read a moment ago, the Pasuk says the inyan, the point that it should be done by Kohen Gadol. But once we're going to hold that the power of the Yom Kippur has to be shechted dafka by the Kohen Gadol, that will be the halacha by all kabbonis of Yom Kippur. So as we just said, we had this machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, but we're not quite certain who holds what. Says the Gemara, at this time, the Rav who the Amar Parah Psula. Says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya. The Rav is the mandama that holds that the Parah Aduma is possible for was done. Only it has to be done strictly by the Kohen Gadol. Damar Rav Zeira, shchitas parah b'zor psula. The shchita of the parah aduma by zor is possible. Vamar Rav Allah, and Rav explained this opinion, Rav Zeira's opinion, because the Torah a laws of a chukah shenina ba. The Torah, when it speaks about the Parah Aduma, says, Parashas Chukas, V'nasata oisam al-lozah koyim. And the Pasuk also says, Zois Chukas a Torah. And we know wherever the Torah says the word Chukah, it means that a Chukah, this is the way it has to be. And we're learning from here that the Parah Aduma has to be done strictly by Elazar, and we'll see later how that means in future generations, strictly by the Kohen Gadol. Ask the Gemara, V'rav, Maishna Para, but the Parah Aduma was saying that it has to be strictly the Kohen Gadol. The Ksib, because the Torah says Elazar v'chukah, because the Torah says the word Elazar and chukah, so as we just explained, it means it has to be strictly that way. So ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to learn, Paranami HaKsiv Aaron V'chukah. So about a Par of Yom Kippur, it also says V'hikr Aaron as Parachatas Shaloi, V'chipa Ba'adoi, B'ad Beisoi, V'shachar as Parachatas Shaloi. So the Torah says it should be done by the Kohen Gadol. And it also says in the Parasha of Yom Kippur, in Parashas Achri Mois, V'yisus Ois Lechem L'chukas Oilem L'chapa B'nei Yisrael. So we're going to say wherever the Torah uses the word chukah, it means that everything it said there has to be done that way. So then why don't we say the same by the power of Yom Kippur? Why don't you agree, Rav, that the power of Yom Kippur also must strictly be done by the Kohen Gadol? Answers the Gemara, because he holds Shechita Lav Avodah. The Shechita is not considered an Avodah, and since Shechita is not considered an Avodah, it doesn't have to have the Dinim of Avodah on Yom Kippur don't apply to it. And the simple pshat, which Rashi suggests, is because since we know that by all kabbonis Shechita Ksher Bazar, so that's the raya that Shechita is not really considered, Shechita is not considered an Avodah. Tosfos in Masechet Zvachim gives a different pshat, why the Shechita is not considered Avodah. And he explains, because Shechita is something that doesn't only apply to kabbonis. Shechita applies to or every piece of meat. We're not allowed to eat from an animal without Shechita. And since Shechita applies by everything, that's why it's not considered an Avodah. And as the Beis Halevi explains, that the way to look at it is that the Shechita of a carbon is not strictly only like the Shechita of Chulin, because the Shechita of Chulin is something that is only here to help us be able to eat the animal. The Shechita of Kabbonis is part of the process, but since it carries that common denominator that it has to, that with Chulin, that's why maybe we could be more lenient regarding the Shechita. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's the way you're going to learn, then paranami. So say the same thing by para. Why do you, Rav, hold that the Parah Aduma has to strictly be done by the Kohen Gadol? Answers the Gemara, Shani, para, the Kachi by the Kabayisi. Para is not, doesn't have the Kedushas Mizbeach. It doesn't have the Kedushas Aguf. The animal does not obtain the Kedushas Aguf like a carbon. It only has Kedushas Damim, like something which was donated to the Bet Kabayis. And therefore, by Kedushas Bet Kabayis, Shechita is an Avodah. So, of course, we need to understand why is the fact that it has Kedushas Bet Kabayis make that it should have a Chiyuv more, that the Shechita has to be done by Kohen Gadol than by Kedush, something that has the Kedushas Aguf. So Rashi and Tosfos both learn that when we're speaking about Kachi Guf, something as a Kedushas Guf, Kachi Mizbeach. So there is a concept which we just discussed. Is a certain act, an act of is it considered an Avodah, is it not considered an Avodah? And we said, we just gave two reasons from the Rishonim, why Shechita is not considered an Avodah. However, when we speak about Bedek Habayis, is that there's no concept of an Avodah, it's Bedek Habayis. So since there's no concept in Avodah, there's no way to be set, to distinguish between Shechita and a different act. They're all the same. They're all not Avodahs. And that's why by Bedek Habayis will be Machmer, and by that the Shechita has to be done strictly by the Kohen and not by Parah Aduma. Ask the Gemara. But we could make a counter-argument. V'lav kalda kenhi, can we make the following kal v'chomer? If by Kedushas, Bedek Habayis, which is a lower level of Kedusha. The halacha is that a tzar can do it. So certainly by Kedusha Mizbeach, which is a lower level Kedusha, was saying a tzar could do the Shechita. Certainly by Kachet Bedek Abayis, which is a lower level Kedusha, a tzar should be able to do the Shechita. Answers the Gemara, Amrav Shesha B'rei Dervidi, Midi Dehava Maros Negoyim. We could compare it to the halacha Maros Negoyim. We know that if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, gets a nega, it has to be determined by a kohen and only a kohen. The lav avoidahi, we can't call looking at a nega an avoida, and yet we see by kahana, kuna, it only can be done strictly by a kohen. So we see it's not a din an avoida. There are certain rules that apply when it's not considered kachi haguf. Says the Chazanish, yes, now we're saying that the shechita, because it's not kachi guf, kachi mizbeach, has to be done by a koyim. But the Gemara now, says the Chazanish, has established that it has that it's not because it's an avoida. So says the Chazanish, and the Stipler also says it this way, that the halacha is that all avoidas in the Beis HaMikdash that the koyim does have to be done with the right hand. Says the Chazanish, but our Gemara established that it's not considered. That it's not considered an avoida. If it's not considered an avoida, maybe he wouldn't have to do it with the right hand. Maybe he wouldn't have to wear big day kuna. By an avoida, there's a halacha that has to be done when the kohen is wearing the big day kuna. Here, it's not an avoida. However, and this is an interesting shaila regarding maris negoyim as well. Where we just learned that the Gemara said that the looking at negoyim is not an avoida. But the Gemara also said, as we know, that the Torah is very makbid, that it has to be done strictly by a kohen. And the question is, does the kohen have to wear his big day kahuna when he determines if a nega is a nega? If our Gemara just said that it's not an avoida, presumably he wouldn't have to wear the big day kahuna. Ask the Gemara, Ul Shmuel de Amar, Pare Psula, that the par that was brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is possible if it was slaughtered by a zor. Maishna para, why is that the halacha, the ksib? Because the Torah says, the hikr of Aaron, the Torah says Aaron, and as we read also, the Torah says the word chukah, so that's why we're learning that it has to be strictly the Kohen Gadol. So ask the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to learn paranami by the paradum as well, haksiv, the Torah says Elazar, the Torah says it should be done by Elazar, and the Torah uses the word chukah. So then why don't you agree that that should be the halacha by Paradum as well? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, the halacha is different by Paraduma, that even though, says Shmuel, you are correct, the Torah says Elazar, and the Torah says chukah, the ksiv, the parasuk says, v'shachar oisai lefonav, it should be done in front of Elazar, that a lover just has to be standing there. And what the halacha is teaching, what the pasuk is teaching us, is she zar shoychet, that the zar could do the shechita, v'alazar roya, and all Elazar has to do is see it. So there's an interesting question in the Achroinim. Now, according to this interpretation, that it says she zar shoychet, v'alazar roya, what would be the halacha if Elazar decides to shecht it himself? He's seeing what he's doing. So is that a fulfillment of what the pasuk requires according to Shmuel? Or no, the Shachrei Selefanov teaches us that strictly the only way it can be done is when Elazar is standing there. But if Elazar is doing it, that's not called Lefanov. For Rav, according to Rav, who says that by the Paradum of the Kohen Shechts, what's he going to say the word Lefanov comes to teach us? Shlo Yisiach, coming to teach us a new halacha. You have to pay attention the whole time. Ask the Gemara Shmuel, where will Shmuel know this thing from? V'shmuel shlo yisiach datam v'nolei, where will he know this halacha from? Answers the Gemara, nafkalei, he's going to learn it from the pasuk v'sarv as a par of la'enov. The pasuk is coming, with the word la'enov, is coming to teach us that he's not allowed to be mesiach das. Ask the Gemara, v'rav, that the Torah learned that he's not allowed to be Mesiach Das from the Pasuk of Lefanov. So what is he going to do with the Pasuk of Le'enov? Answers the Gemara of Rav, Chad B'Shechita V'Chad B'Sreifa. We need two Pesukim. One by the pasuk by shchita that the kohen may not be masiach das, and one by the strafe, the tzricha. And we need to have two psukim. Why? Dikas rachman b'shchita. If the Torah would have only said this halacha by shchita that the kohen is not to be masiach das, we would think b'shem the tchilas avoida, because it's the beginning of the avoida. And that's why it's so important that the kohen shouldn't be masiach das. Aval sreifa, which comes all the way at the end, is not that critical. Tzricha. Vikas rachmana b'sreifa. And if the Torah would have told us the halacha by sreifa, I would think that only by sreifa, b'shem hashtu the miskash para. Because the order of the avoid of the paraduma, of the procedure of the paraduma, is first they shechted it, then they did kabbalas hadam of the par that they shechted, and they sprinkled the dam, they threw the dam 7 times facing the kachay kachim. Then they burnt the par aduma. Then, as we spoke at the beginning of the shir, yesterday shir, they took the eitz, erez, the ezov, and the shnit talas, and they threw it into the fire. Then they took that mixture and they ground it into ash. Then they took water that came from a well, and then they took the water and they mixed it together with the ash. Then they took that goodest azov and dipped it into this mixture, and then they spritzed that water on the person who was tamei. And as we know, they spritzed it on the 3rd day, on the 7th day. So says the Gemara, if I only had the pasuk that you're not allowed to be masich das by sreifa, b'shem hashtu the miskash para, now it's turning into para aduma ash. Av shchita, which is so much earlier, a meloi. That's why we need both psukim, and that's why Rav has both psukim covered for. Shmuel, on the other hand, will hold that if the Torah told us by shchita, it's self understood that it applies to all the other avoiders as well. Says the Gemara that para aduma we just learned, you now have hesach hadas. Lemutimai, says the Gemara, so obviously by the Torah, according to Rav, saying that by these two avoiders, the shchita and the sreifa, the kohen is not allowed to be masiach das, what the Torah is trying to teach us is that in other places, hesach hadas is not such a concern. So what avoider that is by the para aduma does the Torah want to teach us that it's not so that masich, it's not critical, and if the kohen was masich das, it's still kosher? Because as Tosfos points out, according to Rav, that the Torah Hakadosh taught us this halacha by shchita and sreifa, if the halacha was that everywhere the kohen is not to be masich das, it would be enough if the Torah said it once, and we would know from there for everywhere else. The fact that the Torah said it by these two avoiders is an indication that what the Torah is trying to do is tell us that by these avoiders, the hesach hadas is a problem, everywhere else not. Which one? Elam is Sifas Afro. So he just described the entire procedure of bringing the paraduma. So says the Gemara, if we're going to say it's referring to the time that they gather the ash, or milu mayim, when they got the water from the well for the Kiddush Shemayim, says the Gemara, you can't say that, because the Torah in those avoiders says Mishmeres L'may Nida. When we're speaking about the water, the Torah says L'mishmeres May Nida. The Torah is very careful, you should watch it. Ela Mute, it's coming to saying, says the Gemara, what we're learning from here is that Eitz Eret Hashlachas, we described that part of the procedure was Hashlachas It's erev ezav shnit talas. The lav gufa the par nenu. We're not actually working with the par aduma itself. That's where, according to Rav, hesach hadas would not be a problem. Itmar shchitas para bizar. Back to our subject. What is the halacha about the shchita of the par aduma with a zar? We have a machloikus. Rav Ami Yikshera, Yitzchak Nafam Psula, Ula Mikshera, Vamrilei, that he held there was psula. So ask the Gemara. On all of these opinions that hold that the shchita of the para aduma can be done by a zor, Moser Rishuber Ana, L'siyuei L'Rav, he brought a raya from a braisa, the Rav's opinion, that the shchita of a para aduma may not be done by a zor, from the following braisa, Ein li el hazos meimel, shen k'sher b'isha b'kish. Only when it comes to the sprinkling is with a halacha that it may not be done by a woman. Thank Sherem El Biyoim. It has to be strictly done by day, as the pasuk says, "Hu yischata boy biyoim hashlishi." Menayin l'Rabbi shchitaso v'kabalas tama v'azas tama v'sreifasoi. That all of these things v'ashlachas etz eres v'ezav v'shni talas, that they only can be done by day. Tamaloimer, the Torah says, as we quoted earlier, the pasuk begins the whole parasha of the paraduma. The Torah says, "Zois chukas ha-Torah," that there's one rule for all of the avoidas that are done with the paraduma. And since we learned that the hazah, the spritzing of the paraduma on the individual whose tamei may not be done by night, who then that will be the halacha by all the avoidas of the paraduma that may not be done at night. Yochel continues the bright shanimarba afasifas afro, when they gather the ash, umilimayim v'kiddush, that they too have the same halacha, Torah tamaloy mezois. So what the Gemara is saying is, we have the words of the pasuk zois chukas ha-Torah. Torah comes to include other avoiders in these halachas, and zois comes to exclude other avoiders in these halachas. Ask the Gemara, Mari Yisrael Rabbis es elu, why did we say that Shchit and Kabal Sadam and Azos Dam and Srifasoi Hashlochas Eitz Erez Ezo Vishni Talas, that the word Torah comes to say that they all have the same halacha as the Hazor Ulahoitzis Elo, and eliminate Asifas Afra Milamayim Vekiddush from the word Zois, that they can be done at night? Why don't they say differently? Answers the Braisa. The Torah had the word the Torah Gdoisha uses the word Torah, which comes to include. The Torah uses the word Zois, which comes to exclude. Amrit Hareinu, we made them kulam as Zois Mimel. We're going to use, where did the Torah use the halacha? Where did the Torah say explicitly the halacha that has to be done by day? By the Hazos Mimel, by the sprinkling of the water, of the paraduma water on the person who's tamei. Ma'azos meima ain't sharing be'ishik be'ish. Day that halachas may not be done by a woman. Thank sharing el b'yom can't be done by day. Af ani avi. So that's why I say the word Torah also comes to be marba shchitas v'kabal stamav azos stamav shufas v'ashlokas etz eres ve'ez v'shnei talas hoyel shank sharing be'isha be'ish. Because by all of these avoiders, the Torah uses either the word alazer or the word koyin, and that comes to teach us that a woman is excluded. Shank sherem el biyoim, and now I'm going to expand that and say that they may only be done by day. Meitzen the asifas afra milamay v'kiddush, hoyel vek sherem b'ishik v'ish, because the Torah doesn't specify by these avoiders the word koyin or the word alazer, that therefore, by them I'm going to say that just like a woman potentially could do these avoiders, the lochis k'sherem nam b'yoim b'layla, that they may be done by day or by night. Ask the Gemara, v'hai mai tiyufta. I don't understand, why is this braisa? The Gemara said that this braisa is going to be a raya to Rav, an akasha to Shmuel, who says that the shchita para can be done with Zor. Ilema b'dibsulim b'isha. If we're saying, because we just established that the shchita may not be done by a woman, so I'm going to expand and say that psulim nam bizar, that it may not be done by a zar either. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that isn't, and therefore Shmuel, who said that a zar may do the shchita, there'll be a kash on Shmuel. I'll bring you a raya, hazos me'emeh techiach, she psulim b'isha, they certainly may not be done by a woman, because the Torah says, v'tov b'mayim ish tohar, and the ksherim bizar. So we see from here, the fact that a woman is disqualified for a avoida does not necessarily mean that a zar is disqualified. Amar Abaya, Hanati Yufta. This is the question that they meant to ask on Shmuel. Ishmai Tama. Why is the halacha that an isha can't do the shechita? Because the Torah says, a lozer. And if we learn from that, a lozer v'la isha. So we're going to learn from that a lozer, that the Torah is strict, that it has to be done by a lozer. Similarly, I'm going to say, Zor Nami, is disqualified because the Torah says a lozer, the kohen, for loizar. So from here we see a raya, says the Gemara, that Shmuel, this price is clearly an indication that if we learn from the word alozer, that a woman is disqualified for the shechita of a paraduma, that a zar is also disqualified, like Rav said, not like Shmuel. If we learn the psukim of the parsha of paraduma, we'll find, says the Gemara, a very interesting phenomena. We'll find that sometimes we'll look into, we'll see a pasuk, and the psukim aren't all consistent. We'll learn a pasuk, and the next pasuk will say something, or at least the inference of that pasuk, the deek of that pasuk will be just the opposite. And sometimes we'll have a situation where the psukim are consistent. And that's how the Gemara begins. Amu'ula, kala parasha kula. If we learn the entire parasha of paraduma, mashma moitz miyad mashma, sometimes we'll find psukim that the second pasuk turns over that what the first pasuk says, v'mashma meila. And sometimes the second pasuk is consistent with what was taught in the first pasuk. And the Gemara now delves into the psukim of the parasha paraduma. The Tosuk says, v'nesatam oisai el alozah ha-kosuf, that in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the paraduma was done by Elazar HaKohen. Elazar HaKohen, we know, was the Skan Kohen Gadol. So the pasuk says, Oysa Lelazar, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the only Kohen that could do the avoid of the paraduma was Elazar the Skan. V'loiladairis Lelazar, in future generations, you don't need to have Elazar. But the question is, what does that mean? Ika de Amri Ladairis B'Kohen Gadol, that even though, as we just explained, Elazar was a Skan Kohen Gadol, he wasn't the Kohen Gadol, to teach us that strictly in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the time of Elazar, it had to be done by the Skan. In future generations, it has to be done by Kohen Gadol, or it's coming to teach us a different version, is Ekadamri B'Kohen Hedget. There's a very interesting discussion if this of the position that we're talking about here, of the Skan, is that an official position? The Gvura Sari suggests that it wasn't an official position. Just the Torah said that we could not have Aaron HaKohen do the Paraduma, because as Rashi and Parashas Chukas teaches us from Ramosha Hadarshan, that the reason the Torah tells us to do the avoid of the Paraduma, Tova ima to kaneich al bana, let the mother clean up after his child. The para aduma is a kapara for the cheto egel, and Aaron of Hakohen, the Kohen Gadol, Aaron was involved in the avera of the para aduma of the egel. So therefore, we have the concept of en katega nasis anega. So Aaron cannot be the one to do the para aduma. So that's why Elazar was appointed. So what the Gemara is means to say, says the Gevurah Sari, that there is no position of Skan, that the Gemara should have suggested that just like in the first Paraduma, it was done by the Skan, and all future generations, it should be done by the Skan. Because the Skan is not, says the Gevurah Sari, really an official position. Rather, it was done then by the Skan because the Kohen Gadol wasn't available. But now that in the future generations, we don't have that concern. So now maybe it could be done. It should be done by the Kohen Gadol. Or maybe the Torah is saying, we strictly want Elazar, because Elazar was Aaron HaKohen's son. We want him to do it. In future generations, we could use any Kohen. For the record, even though the Gemara just said that it has to be done, it could be, one opinion said it could be done by Kohen Hedget, one opinion says it can be done, it has to be done by Kohen Gadol. Everybody agrees, says the Ritva, L'chatchila, the Paraduma should be done by the Kohen Gadol. And we learned the other day, Gemara, where it says that Shimon HaTzadik, who was the Kohen Gadol, did two Paradumas in his career. So we see that it was the covet for the Kohen Gadol and the covet for the Paraduma that it could be done, it should be done by the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, even though
The Tosfos Yontov says, the Gemara said here, Ladaris b'Kohen Hedyot, the Gemara did not mean to say that it must only be done by Kohen Gadol. What the Gemara meant to say was that by Kohen Hedyot, it could also be done by Kohen Hedyot. But certainly this opinion held that it could also be done by Kohen Gadol. And that's why for the covered of the Kuna Gedola, in all generations, it was always the Kohen Gadol who did the avoid of the Paraduma. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Ladaris b'Kohen Hedyot, according to the opinion that in future generations it can be done with Kohen Hedyot, Shaper. That's why we learn that Lazar, that this generation had to be done by Lazar, future generations not. But it's asked the Gemara, Elamand Amel Adaris with Kohen Gadol Menale, where does he know this halacha that it has to be strictly done by Kohen Gadol? Answers the Gemara, Gama Chukka Chukka Miyam Kippurim. As we learned many times in our Shia today, the Torah uses the word Chukka by Paraduma, Zois Chukas HaTaira. The Torah uses the word Chayk by the Avoid of Yom Kippur. And just like by the Avoid of Yom Kippur, it has to strictly be done by the Kohen Gadol, here too, by the Avoid of Yom Kippur, by the Avoid of Paraduma, has to be strictly done by the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara continues to explain the Psukim by the Parsha of the Paraduma. The Pasuk says, when the Satan says the Gemara, we learn from the word oisoi, shloyotzi, acheres imo. We're not allowed to take out another animal, another para, together with the para aduma. As the Mishnah teaches us, in the Masechta Para, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, lahoisa para roitza lotzeis. If the para aduma is refusing to go out, ein moitzin imo shchayra, we don't take out with it another animal that's black, because we're concerned that people will think that the paraduma could be done with a black animal. And as the Farshim explained, why don't we just schlep out the animal? If the animal's refusing to go, so just schlep it out. So all the Farshim explained that the halacha is that you're not allowed to do avoida with the paraduma. So schlepping it out, certainly if you're going to put a rope around it, but even if you're not going to put a rope around it, it's considered doing an avoida with the paraduma, which is prohibited. So you'll take out another animal. So here the Mishnah says, here the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to take out a black, you're not allowed to take an animal. You're also not allowed to take out a red animal. By red animal, there's no concern that people are going to say that you could use a black animal for paraduma. But the concern is, and you have to do each paraduma by itself. Rabbi Yomer, that's not the reason. El Mashim Shenemar, the Torah says, Oysa. And when the Torah says the word Oysa, I learn Levado, it itself. There's an interesting question that the Gemara says, you know, I take out a black animal. So the question is that what about a different colored animal? Is the Braisa using the word black just to mean that it can't, that I can't take out a black animal, but any colored animal? Or is it going to be just a black animal, which is somewhat similar to red, that we're machmer on, but not on a different color? And maybe we'll see an answer to that in a moment. Says the Tanakama that said that we're now taking another animal with it, is because we're concerned that people are going to say that you shecht the two animals. Why do we have to say that reason? Haksiv Oysa. The Pasuk explicitly says Oysa, and from the Pasuk Oysa, we learn that you only can take out one animal at a time. Why do we have to say a reasoning? Answers the Gemara, Man Tanakama. Who's the Tanakama that gave the explanation why we're only allowed to take out one animal? Rav Shimon, he the Darish time of the crop. Throughout the Torah, Rav Shimon is the one that explains the pshat in the pasuk. Where do we find this? A Gemara Masecht Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph. The Torah says, Lo sach bo beged almana. One shouldn't take for security the beged of an almana. And comes Rav Shimon and says, where does that halacha apply? Only by almana aniya, by a poor almana, but not by a wealthy almana. Why? Says Rav Shimon. Because we know that the Torah says that if somebody take security from a poor person, if I take something from that poor person that he needs, so the halacha is if I take something that he needs by day, every day I have to return it from him, to him, and at night I could take it back. If I take something that he needs by night, I have to return it to him by night, and I can take it back every day. So let's say you're taking from a person their night garments. So every night I have to return those garments. So says Reb Shimon, that if we're going to take from a poor almana, a mashkin, and you're going to be coming back and forth to our house because you're going to be returning what she so desperately needs, you're going to end up Messiah Shem Rabbi Shkunasel. You're going to give her a bad reputation. That people are saying that there's a man coming to the home of this almana. Says Reb Shimon, therefore, the halacha of loisach bel beged almana only applies in a situation where there's a concern that you're going to be going back and forth. So even though, says Reb Shimon, the Torah says loisach bel beged almana, and loisach bel beged almana speaks about all almanas, the Torah says loisach bel beged almana, every almana. Says Reb Shimon, it really means only almana aniyah. Because he says that when I look at a halacha in the Torah, I look at the reasoning behind the halacha. And as the Ritva explains the Gemara, Reb Shimon doesn't mean to say, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that only Reb Shimon tries to understand the reasoning of halacha, and that the Rabban and other Tanoim don't. Of course, all Tanoim try to understand the reasoning of halacha. But the difference between Reb Shimon and everyone else, explains the Ritva, is Reb Shimon, when he takes the reasoning, he accepts the reasoning to the degree that it influences what the halacha is. So as we just explained, though the Torah says loisach bel beged almana, Reb Shimon explains what does the Torah mean with the word, why is there a halacha of loisach bel beged almana? And once the Reb Shimon gives us the why, it affects the what. Which almana? Almana aniyah, not almana ashira. And here too, Reb Shimon says oisa, it means only this, take out one, because people shouldn't think you're doing two at a time. So now, ask the Gemara. So now Reb Shimon gave us the reason for the Oysa. That means Reb Shimon is agreeing to the drosh of Oysa. He's only giving us the explanation. And as we just said, according to Reb Shimon, when there's an explanation, it influences what's the halacha. Says the Gemara, so my benayu, here, how will it influence what the halacha is? Says the Gemara, ik menayu d'apik chamor bado. You took out a donkey together with it. In the case where it's a donkey, if we follow Reb Shimon's reasoning, because we're afraid people are going to think that I'm not just doing a parah aduma, with a donkey, no one is going to have that consideration. If the reason is oisa, that the Torah tells us a halacha, you only may take one animal, and we're not explaining why. We're just explaining you're never allowed to take out another animal. So then the halacha will be, even though the other animal is a donkey, where there's certainly no concern that anybody's going to think you could use a donkey for the avoid of the paraduma, but the Torah says oisa, and you can't use another. And another nafkamina, as we said, will be if you took out a white cow. Where again, nobody's going to assume that you could use a white cow for a paraduma. If the reason is because of that concern, what people are going to say, here there's nothing to be worried about. If the reason is oisa, then oisa means that strictly one animal, and I don't care what type of the animal is the other animal that you're taking along.